sweet baby. Crying time, tell a whole world I do, Lord, come on back, baby. Now I
come in. Come in.
Nina Simone's legacy is alive and well in musicians like Russian American indie folk pop rock singer-songwriter Regina Spektor. That's her song "Oh Marcello," a song, in fact, that she dives into sampling or re-recording, I guess, Nina Simone's version of "Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood." Definitely making reference to Nina Simone that way. She does that on a couple of songs, actually, on her album "What We Saw from the Cheap Seats." In the middle, it is a musician who some could call a contemporary, but I think she herself would definitely call a devotee of Nina Simone. It's New York City singer-songwriter and pianist Laura Nyro. The song is called "Eli's Coming." That's from her 1968 album, "Eli and the 13th Confession." The arrangements and songwriting that Laura Nyro did and the music that she made has Nina Simone's influence written all over it. And then we did start that set off with Nina Simone's song, I Love My Baby. That's from her 1967 album, High Priestess of Soul. And you know what I realized just when we went into that set? I totally forgot. I forgot about Sade. We did hear Sade as well a little earlier on. By Your Side is the name of the song. It's a called the Cotton Belly Fola Remix. It's off of the Red Hot and Riot tribute album that was a fundraiser album for battling AIDS in Africa. Let's keep things going. One last way that Nina Simone has altered pop music: by rewriting the rules for what it meant to be a woman in show business at that time, a woman with uncompromising authority, with an unapologetic voice. She was unafraid to speak out about the oppression of women, for women in music at that time, in a number of different ways. Her song For Woman, her 1966 song about a quartet of African American women, was banned in Philadelphia. A number of her other songs were banned across America. At New York's Village Gate in 1959, Nina Simone kept her audience waiting over an hour, all while she holed up in her dressing room, complaining and demanding about her fee, recognizing that she was not getting paid what a man should be getting paid for the music that she is making. In fact, when she finally did appear, Nina Simone is reported to interjecting shouts of, I must get my money. I will get my money during that live show. It is times like these where Nina Simone did not care. She demanded the respect that she knew she deserved. Right now, we are going to listen to that song For Women by Nina Simone. And you need to know this. This song right here single-handedly gave birth to the infamous shock rocker we now know and love as Peaches. You need to listen right to the end to see why I say that.
Along, my hair is woolly, my back is strong, strong enough to take the pain inflicted again and again. What do they call me? My name is Aunt Sarah. My name is Aunt Sarah. Aunt Sarah. My skin is yellow. My hair is long. What do they call me? My name is Sophronia. My name is Sophronia. Whose little girl am I? has money to buy. What do they call me? My name is Sweet Thing. My name is Sweet Thing. Thank you.
drink coffee, she loved. She drink tea, she loved. And was the cook, she loved. See that woman, dressed in red. Smile at the man when you wake up in his bed. See that woman, dressed in black. Wink at the man and the staff on his back.
Feist right there, a musician who's often covered Nina Simone. That is a cover, in fact, of Nina Simone's Sea Lion Woman. Feist calls it Sea Lion. That's on her album, The Reminder. In the middle, it's a woman who named herself after a lyric in a Nina Simone song. It is Peaches. We heard the song Talk to Me. That's from her album, I Feel Cream. And then, of course, starting the set, Nina Simone with her song Four Women. That's from her album, Let It All Out, released in 1966. To sum it up, Nina Simone's legacy is simply for the fact that she is a trailblazer. She presented herself as a black woman and talked about issues related to black women in unapologetic ways and refused to back down because of it. Coincidentally, Tuesday, February 21st, Nina Simone would have been 90 years old. Happy birthday wherever you are, you rebel rouser. Rest in power, girl. We're going to wrap up with one last artist who seems to live the legacy of Nina Simone. It is Cold Specs wrapping up this episode of Girly So Groovy.
He left his mark upon my skin. Said I lost my loser, the cold, cold wind. Swallow me, hunted down. I didn't know how to send you out. Cross your heart and remember me, a good father and a bad
The annual Sled Island Music and Arts Festival is back, June 21st to the 25th. Experience 5 days of music, comedy, film, and art in diverse venues across Calgary, Alberta. Featuring genre-defying indie alternative artist Barty Strange as guest curator, garage rock chameleons Osays, Chicago-based indie rock three-piece Dead, Latin folk innovator Helada Negro, Toronto's viral hip-hop sensation Akintoye, gothic folk artist Emma Ruth Rundle, alternative R&B hip-hop artist Amin D, and plus many more. There's 150 artists yet to be announced. Check out the current lineup and get your passes and tickets at sledisland.com.